What the soul can do for your life. A human being has a soul, mind, and a body. Your mind can do a lot for your life. Mind has the power to heal the body. Mind can create and manifest. Mind can transform consciousness and every aspect of life. Mind-body medicine and the mind-body connection are well known. They are examples of mind over matter, which is the mind power. There have been a great deal of research that demonstrates the power of the mind. We honor the power of the mind, but the power of the mind is not enough. The next step to serve humanity is soul over matter, which is soul power. Soul over matter means soul can make things happen. It includes soul healing, soul prevention of sickness, soul rejuvenation, soul prolonging of life, and a soul transformation of every aspect of life, including relationships and finances. The final goal of soul over matter is to enlighten your soul, to enlighten all souls of humanity, and to enlighten all souls in all universes. I will review and share with humanity the secrets of soul healing, soul prevention of sickness, soul rejuvenation, soul prolonging of life, soul transformation, and soul enlightenment. The dawn of soul light era is turning point for humanity, Mother Earth, and all souls. The power of mind over matter will move to the power of soul over matter. The Soul Power series will empower humanity to use soul power to heal, transform every aspect of their lives, and enlighten their souls, heart, minds, and bodies. Soul over matter will transform every occupation. Soul over matter will transform people's views of Mother Earth and the universe. The divine will show divine soul power to humanity. Let me give you several examples. As I described, divine soul healing power has been transmitted to the First Love Peace Harmony Center in Boulder, Colorado. People can sit in this physical place and invoke this divine power. They can then receive remarkable results for healing and life transformation. As another example, I have offered divine soul downloads in teleconference, workshops, radio programs, and television shows since July 2003. Thousands of heart-touching and moving stories have confirmed the power of these divine souls, beginning with the water stories. The divine has downloaded his healing power to more than 700 people since July 2003. These hundreds of divine healers have created remarkable healing results for humanity. The divine has created about 100 divine writers in the last few years. Divine books, which are inspiring and profound, will be produced one after another. As a final example, the divine has offered thousands of karma cleansings. Recipients have received extraordinary healing and transformation in every aspect of life. All of these examples confirm the power of soul. Soul power is the power of the 21st century. Soul power is the power of the soul light era. After listening to this audiobook and applying soul power by doing the soul practices and invoking divine soul downloads, you could completely transform your thinking about healing, prevention of sickness, rejuvenation, prolonging life, life transformation, and enlightenment. Your consciousness could be completely transformed. Your view of the world could be completely transformed. Soul over matter is the new divine direction for the entire soul-led era. The divine made this decision on August 8, 2003. You can clearly see that the world is moving in this direction. Many more people are searching for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. Many more people are giving their love, care, compassion, forgiveness, peace, and harmony to others. Many more people are searching for the transformation of consciousness. Many more people want to become servants of humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. The search for transformation of healing and consciousness and for soul wisdom has become a global movement of wave after wave. At this time, Divine guided me to create the Soul Power Series. Soul Power Series will offer soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices to heal, prevent sickness, rejuvenate, prolong life, transform consciousness and every aspect of life, including relationship and finances, and enlighten your soul, heart, mind, and body. The Divine guided me to flow these soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. I give all the credit to the Divine and Heaven. I'm only a servant of humanity, all souls, and the Divine. I'm extremely honored to be this servant. The essence of the guidance I received from the Divine for the Soul Power Series and the Soul-Led Era can be summarized in one sentence. Soul over matter will transform and enlighten humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. The Soul-Led Era. On August 8, 2003, the Divine appointed Yuan Shi Tianjun, one of the top Taoist saints in history, to form a committee to lead a new era, the Soul-Led Era. This highest Divine committee has 12 members. In the committee's first meeting in heaven, the Divine formally announced that last era was ending. Nüwa Niangniang, the top spiritual leader of the last era in Jiutian, the nine layers of heaven, has accomplished her task. She was uplifted to Tian Wai Tian, the heaven beyond heaven, which is the divine realm. Yuan Shi Tianjun has also accomplished his leadership task in last era, that he has been uplifted also to Tian Wai Tian, divine realm. Souls who reside in Tian Wai Tian stop reincarnation. Souls who reside in Jiutian must continue to follow the spiritual law of reincarnation. Many great teachers from various spiritual traditions in history, including Jesus, Mary, Amitofo, Sijamunifo, Linghui Shengshi, the new name of Guanyin, the Compassion Buddha, and Puti Laozu, one of the top Taoist leaders, have all been souls in Jiutian. In the soul-led era, which will last 15,000 years, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, and other saints will continue to serve humanity to uplift their soul standing. Many of these saints will be uplifted to Tian Wai Tian. In fact, since August 8, 2003, six saints have already been uplifted from Jiutian to Tian Wai Tian, including a few of those I just named. The ultimate goal of soul-led era is to join every soul as one to reach universal soul enlightenment. In Chinese, this ultimate goal is expressed as Wan Ling Rong He Da Yuan Man. One means 10,000, which represents all or every. Ling means soul, Runghe means join as one. Da means big. Yuanman means enlightenment. In order to enlighten every soul, we have to enlighten our own souls first. Then we enlighten the souls of our family members and loved ones. Then we enlighten the souls of our friends, neighbors, and colleagues. Next, we enlighten the souls of all human beings in our cities and countries. Then we enlighten the souls of all humanity on Mother Earth. Finally, we enlighten all souls in all universes. Everything has a soul. A human being has a soul. A bodily system has a soul. An organ has a soul. A cell has a soul. DNA and RNA have souls. An animal has a soul. A river has a soul. A tree has a soul. A mountain has a soul. A city has a soul. A planet has a soul. A star has a soul. A galaxy has a soul. A universe has a soul. To enlighten all souls is to enlighten all of them. This is a huge task. This is a divine calling and a divine direction. I am honored to make a spiritual calling for the divine to every listener, every soul of humanity, and every soul of all universes. Let us join hearts and souls together to offer our unconditional universal service to all humanity and all souls in order to create love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. Let us enlighten all humanity, all animals, all nature, and all universes. I shared how I became an unconditional universal servant. That was the calling of divine made to me. I responded instantly. 3 months later, I was chosen as a divine servant, vehicle and channel. If you respond to this divine calling as an unconditional universal servant, you too will be chosen as a divine servant, vehicle and channel as the appropriate layer and with appropriate frequency. If you committed as an unconditional universal servant, you must do it. You must show your commitment to the divine. The Akashic records record every activity, behavior, and thought of a human being. There is a renowned historical spiritual statement. If you do not want people to know, do not do it. If you do it, you know, heaven knows, earth knows. On the spiritual journey, it is very important to make a vow to the divine to show your commitment to serve. Major divine teachers such as Jesus, Mary, Amitabha, Sijamonifo, Linghui Shengshi, Puti Laozu, the Medicine Buddha, and many others all made a big vow to the divine to be an unconditional universal servant. I would like to share a spiritual secret here. For advanced soul enlightenment on your soul journey, it is vital to make a vow to the divine. To make a vow is to tell the divine you are ready to be a total gold servant of the divine and humanity. Total gold means total gratitude, total obedience, total loyalty, and total devotion to the divine. You will bring the divine's personal attention. When the divine hears your big vow, divine will give you a task. Remember, if you are ready to make a vow, do it. If you are not ready to make a vow, be sure you do not do it. After making a vow, the divine and heaven will give you a task in response to your vow. If you make a vow but you do not follow through, it will create major bad karma for your spiritual journey. Nobody wants this. Make a vow to the divine. Accept divine tasks. And also realize that the divine will give you a spiritual test. The divine will test your commitment persistence, ability to overcome difficulties and remove blockages, and your total gold. This is a critical secret for every spiritual being to know. After making a vow to the divine, you can be 100% sure that the divine will give you a task and a test. Accomplish the task, pass the tests, then your soul will be uplifted. Jesus, Mary, Sijia Moni Fo, Amitofo, Guanyin, Puti Laozu, the Medicine Buddha, and many other great teachers all went through the process of making a vow to the divine, passing divine tests, and accomplishing their divine tasks. Then they were uplifted by the divine personally. There is a famous statement about a spiritual journey. 人在做,天在看. In essence, this means human beings are doing their work. Heaven is watching. Therefore, as a spiritual being, you must know that if you make a vow, the divine and heaven will give you a task and test you. They will observe every aspect of your life. If you are committed to serving humanity and all souls, do not be scared. This is the vital secret to make a vow to tell heaven and the divine that you want to make a commitment to serve. Then they will give you the task and test you. The process could be very painful, but remember another renowned statement that also applies to the spiritual journey, no pain, no gain. After passing spiritual testing and accomplishing divine tasks, your spiritual standing will be uplifted. Then continue to serve, receive further testing and further tasks. Then receive further uplifting. The spiritual journey is a hard journey. It is also a painful journey. But finally, you will remove all selfishness, ego, and attachment to become a pure servant of humanity and all souls. When you reach this level, you gain inner joy and inner peace. Everything you touch will be a success. Whatever you think will happen, true spiritual power is beyond comprehension. You must reach advanced soul enlightenment to fully understand what I am saying. You will understand this teaching more and more as you listen to this audiobook. You will experience it directly in your future spiritual journey. You may agree with me more and more. It does take time. Now, we are at the beginning of a soul-led era. This is the historic period. The divine needs total gold servants. The divine made a calling on August 8, 2003. I have hundreds of advanced students worldwide who have responded to this calling by making a vow to the divine. More and more spiritual beings will respond to this special divine calling. Nobody is forced to make a vow to the divine. I'm sharing this major spiritual secret with you and all people worldwide. This is your choice to respond or not. In conclusion, to make a vow to the divine to be an unconditional universal servant is vital for your spiritual journey. If you are ready, you can pause a moment and make a vow to the divine as follows. This is just my suggestion for your reference. You can absolutely change the words. Just follow the essence of this suggestion. Dear Divine, I'm honored to make a vow to you and heaven. I commit to being an unconditional universal servant to all humanity and all souls. I commit to being a total gold servant to you and humanity. Please give me your task and bless me to accomplish it. I am extremely honored. thank you, thank you, thank you. If you decide to make a vow like this, what will happen when you do it? The divine will appear at the moment you make this kind of vow. The leaders of Akashic Records, including Yan Wang Ye and Jin Fa Sheng Shi, will also appear instantly. They will record your vow in your spiritual book in Akashic Records. The divine will give you a task. Then heaven will wait for your accomplishment of the task. They will give you great spiritual support to facilitate your accomplishment of the divine task. I have just offered this teaching to explain further why it is a historic time. Mother Earth is in a transition period. All kinds of natural disasters, wars, and conflicts between religions and nations are happening worldwide. The divine needs unconditional universal servants to stand out to serve humanity, to remove the sufferings of humanity, and to create love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. At this historic moment, make your vow to the divine and heaven. Commit yourself to being a divine servant. Then your spiritual journey will move a big step forward. At least twice a year, I hold soul healing and enlightenment retreats. Their purpose is to offer soul healing and soul enlightenment for humanity. I welcome you to join me in one of my soul healing and enlightenment retreats. I will offer the teaching with my certified Divine Master Teachers and Healers and my certified Master Teachers and Healers. As a divine servant, vehicle, and a channel, I will send a major divine order to enlighten the soul of every participant at the retreat. Soul enlightenment is the number one task for the soul-led era. After reaching your own soul enlightenment, you can return home to prepare the people around you for their soul enlightenment. You absolutely can reach soul enlightenment by yourself. However, I can be a servant and facilitator for your soul enlightenment journey. I am honored to be your servant. Enlighten your soul. Enlighten the souls of your family members and loved ones. Enlighten society. Enlighten all souls of humanity. Enlighten Mother Earth. Enlighten all souls. Enlighten all universes. This is the divine task for the 15,000 years era that started on August 8, 2003. This is the divine calling. When you are ready, make a vow to the divine to be an unconditional universal servant. Purify your soul, heart, mind, and body. Join hearts and souls together to accomplish this divine goal.